A game 82, what would it mean to you guys to wrap it up with not only a win, but a four-game win streak?
It would be pretty nice. It was the first time we won three games. Of course, it'd be nice to end the season with a win.
Anything you can take from the meeting against LA not too long ago, back in March?
I don't know. I think that we can take some stuff, but it is a different time of the year. They're playing the playoff game. I think we just got to go out there and play the way we've been playing the past three games, full 60 minutes, and see where it takes us.
Just overall, how have you kind of seen your game evolve in your first full season?
There's been up and downs. And I think that I have learned a lot throughout this season, both on and off the ice. I think, like I said, I have been getting better and better, which was my goal.
What do you take from that maybe off-ice learning curve this year when you look back to coming in here to September to where you are right now as a pro?
I think I learned a lot off the ice when it wasn't going that well, because I hadn't had a lot of moments like that in my junior career, to be honest. I think that I learned a lot from the older guys who kind of told me to just keep going, keep playing the game, have fun. And not get too upset with not playing well sometimes, and just get back on the horse and keep going. So that really helped me a lot. I've learned a lot mentally to get prepared for games and all kinds of stuff.
How much will you keep an eye out for Mark trying to get him that 30 tonight?
it obviously would be awesome for him. He deserves it. He's had an unbelievable season this year, and I'll make sure I got one eye on him.